This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works just slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go too well. Cause after we know under your colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you compel. Hey, and all those you stole away, all those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Ron, me burn a fire pan a week and Babylon and the fitter could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a me burn a fire pan a week and Babylon and the fitter could never get me down.
We're back at you right here on the Wednesday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Hump Day Wednesday edition. And like I said, we're going to open up the lines. All right. And we have a good conversation in the Buzz segment brought to you by John Shoes. Folks from Sampson Key and the Big Rosewood Resort, we're going to have a conversation with them. All right. But like I told you, it is Wednesday. It is Hump Day. It is Open Line Wednesday. And if you want to chime in, well, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612. Cable channel 969, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I tell you, it's Wednesday, the hump day. I know some of you are dragging, but guess what? You know, you got to look at it like this, all right? Either you run the day, or the day runs you. Either you run the day, or the day runs you. Now, Wednesdays is one of those days you got to run that day. If you don't, if you let Wednesday go, Wednesday will run you all over you know where. Acre and a half, all right? But like I said, chime on in. We got a great conversation going, and we'll talk with the folks from Sampson Key and the Rosewood Project on the flip side of the break in the buzz. But if you got to chime in on anything else, you know, phone lines will be open. And speaking of chiming in, well, lots to talk about, man, and it starts with the headline.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And don't forget, Fine Threads got, great deals going on right now on suits. All right, on those designer suits starting at $168. Low as $168 on those designer suits. And if you want the accessories to go along with, they got that available for you as well. But be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. All the information's right there. Or pop on in the flagship store at Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations available for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right? And shopping, you know, Fine Threads going to hook you up, man. All right, IMF, here's what's blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Matter since 1844. IMF raise VAT. IMF also recommends income tax for top earners. Yeah, the income tax we could work with. What about real property tax, too? Why you gotta freak yourself out and say raise VAT? Come on, man. Raise VAT? Story about the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has recommended an increase in the value-added tax rate and the introduction of personal income tax for top earners among measures that would help the government meet its debt target of 50% of GDP by fiscal year 2031. Those measures, along with the supply-side reforms described below, would ensure the debt target is met and help build fiscal credibility while still generating resources to increase investments in education, targeted social transfers, and climate-resilient infrastructure, said the IMF in its staff concluding statement of the 2024 Article 4 mission. Last night, the Office of the Prime Minister issued a response saying the government does not intend to raise VAT, which is 10%. Now listen, hear what the government said. They do not intend to raise VAT. But they didn't put a time frame on it. They may not touch that now because we're in silly season. Their chairman already said they're in election mode. But if they get back in, VAT can get bice up again. They go, they've proven that the only way, the only vision they have is to tax the small man and to put the burden on our back. So don't just be fooled by this, oh, the government does not intend to raise VAT, which is 10%. You didn't say if they intend to not raise VAT, period, or currently, or temporarily, or in the future, it could get thrown back on. Come on. You got to stay vigilant on this, man, and diligent, because VAT cannot raise. Why don't you take, you know, VAT off the breadbasket items and the medicines and put it elsewhere? You know? I don't know. OPM, no plan to raise VAT. Well, that's good, man. If you got friends in the OPM, I wonder if Mr. Ramming is available to come and break it down for us. I always like to hear from folks in the know, so we get it 100% for what it is. But off the top, seeing this, don't even try freak yourself out raising no VAT. Y'all want to be one and done? Go ahead and raise VAT. That's all I can say. Y'all almost one and done now. That's the nails in the coffin. Bahamas-led region in percentage of murdered men, UN says. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. A United Nations study on crime in Latin America and the Caribbean found the Bahamas had the largest share of murder victims who were men. The report, Global Study on Homicide 2023, noted that worldwide, the perpetrators and victims of homicide are disproportionately male. This is particularly the case in Latin America and the Caribbean, where roughly 91% of homicide victims in 2021 were male, while the global average was 81%. I think it's pretty much known by now, we males have issues with conflict on multiple levels. PM defends travel. Story by Tanika Thompson. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis yesterday defended his frequent international travel, telling reporters that the benefits from his trips will be seen soon. When? We need to see it. And listen, I went to bat for you, Mr. Prime Minister. When people getting all, raising their arms in the air and making a big noise and a whole heck of a hullabaloo, I told them that your trip to Samoa was worth it because you went on behalf of the Bahamian people to track down the King of England and get our reparations. Trips like that, I don't have a problem for. You need to ease up on the climate change trips now, though, because you know that Donald don't play that. He can shut you down and climate change down, so... Don't be coming in and freaking yourself out telling me, oh, you're going to travel now for climate change and the Donald is on the... That can't fly. See, I think the problem is trips are beneficial. And I understand that even though we're in the age of Zoom meetings and so on and so forth, the PM has to get out there. If he's going to, get direct foreign investment, he has to be seen. I get that. Okay? And if it's just a necessity, it's not a problem. But when you look at trips to certain places with the entourage full, or you still got no answers to Bermuda Gate, this ain't no defense. It's telling us the results will be seen soon. We've seen some negative ones already. What about the positive? When they come in? when they come in. Now, text, I didn't say we could see any reparations, but I mean, you know, if he was making that attempt to go get reparations from me and you, then he shouldn't be criticized because we could benefit in the long run. When you're taking an unnecessary entourage to a summit or a global meeting, then there you have it. All right, and this is another Marco's Alert today, second of the day. And I do want to remind everybody, let me read it out there for you. Marco Alert, 2024, 11/20, or today, 20th of November. Missing child. This is a Marco Alert missing child. Kayvano Farrington, male, 16 years of H Street, Coconut Grove, New Providence. 7th of November, 2024, at College Avenue. 6 foot, dark brown complexion, medium build. If seen, please contact police at 919 or CID at 502-9991 or 502-9992. All right? And there's another one. This is the second of the day. Another Marco's Alert missing child, Adriel Moxie, 12 years of Bonefish Pond, Faith Avenue, New Providence. Last seen Monday, 18th of November, 2024, at Faith Avenue. He's 4'8" to 4'9", brown complexion, slim build. If seen, contact police at 919 or CID at 502-9991 or 502-9992. Once again, 12-year-old Adriel Moxie, 12-year-old male, and Harrington, 16 years old, of H Street Coconut Grove, both missing right now. Any information, call 919 or CID at 502-9991, 502-9992. But hey, at least I got the alert 2 times in a day. I wasn't getting them before. All right, and this is the second one for that. That's the Kayvano Farrington alert again. But at least it's working, Mr. Producer. At least we finally got it rolling. But yeah, back to what I was saying, Texas. Yeah, you have to go over this travel and find out the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the benefits, and how are we going to benefit in the long run? Don't tell me we can see it soon. Come on, man. That's like when the Smurf said, "Papa Smurf, are we there yet? Soon, Smurf, soon." And they still used out the water like another 850 miles. So come on. An RPM, let's be real, got some issues with misspeaking from time to time. So you got to go, you know, you got to keep the microscope on him. Crime having major impact on health. Really? That's been having a crime. That's been having an impact for years. What are we going to do about it? Naughty, what's up with all these Marco's Alert? Where are these children going missing? That's a good question. And to get two in a day, I'm just glad I got them because I wasn't getting them before. But that's just the front line. That's just the front page of The Guardian today. There's so much to talk about there. But also, like I said, we're going to flip side of the break, get into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And like I said, we got some special guests from the Samson Key Project and as well as the Rosewood Resort. And we're going to be touching base with them, talking about the impact of that development and, you know, what to look for. And it's definitely a good look. You know, I can tell you boutique resorts are beautiful. I think they're a great thing, especially in the family islands. So we got a lot to talk about. We'll be talking with their guests coming up on the flip side of the break. Keep it right where you got it. I'm going to take this first. And the Wednesday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
More out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games, We putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
I can get.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to a chip stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Oh, well. People on fire, banner, we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. The work goes for so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives them slay? Now them works and slap them in them face. Fire, yes. You and your crew can go too well. Cause after we know under your colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you compel. Hey! And all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Babylon, me bona fire pan a week at Babylon and the Frita. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire pan a week at Babylon and the Frita. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. See ya, get to youth me, I beg you be wise. Cause pirates and we strike by night.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know, special guest today. You know, it is opening that line Wednesday, but I do have special guests. And they're all the way, you know, from Exuma. Yes. I'm going to talk to Mr. Felipe McLean, the CEO of the Samson Key Bahamas Limited. Great project that's going on down there. When you think of the investment, it's an investment of over $300 million with $200 plus million in initial investments. It's going to create 250 jobs during construction and 150 jobs post-operation. You know, I'm big about that. That's good stuff to hear. And look at it, a 33-room luxury keys and 40 residences. I mean, listen, that's what you need, the boutique experience. Yes, and especially in an island like Exuma. And I have Mr. Felipe McLean with us. Is he chimed in yet? How are you, Felipe?
Good, good, good. Here, excited about this show. Thank you for the invite and ready to tell you a little bit more about our project.
Well, listen, I can tell already that this is a great project. It on paper, it looks awesome. And I've a long time been a supporter of the boutique experience when it comes to the hotels. We have a lot of great major resorts, but I always felt that the family islands were a great spot for, you know, boutique resorts. And you got me sold on Exuma. I had been there early on in my broadcasting career for one bonefish tournament. And I tell you, Exuma had an imprint on me for the rest of my life. I love it. Some of the most beautiful water you could find. The bonefish is off the chain. The stewfish is all good. So listen, Exuma is definitely doing big things. And tell us a little bit more about the resort. Obviously, you fell in love with Exuma, correct? Because initially you came down as a tourist, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, we have a love story with Exuma. It was during the pandemic that basically we were here in Miami, you know, not knowing what's going to happen. And we decided to take the boats based on a recommendation of our captain and go to Exuma for the first time. And as soon as I got there, the love story started. I couldn't believe why it was the first time that I was in Exuma. I've been in multiple locations in the Caribbean and around the world, and I never saw something like that. So definitely, you know, that experience changed a lot of things personally, but it's specifically our focus. And for the last 4 years, our sole focus has been to bring Exuma as the new ultra-luxury destination in the world. We believe that in Exuma, there's great potential. I was fortunate enough to meet at the community first. And when we started looking into different, it was the community that basically attracted us and showed us around. And that's the way that we started.
Well, I've seen that you've immersed yourself in the community. You're a big supporter of the Black Point All Age School, community events, and of course of the Silent Partner, which is no stranger to the sports segment of this show. Having won multiple regattas and being one of the best boats out of Exuma. And we do a lot. We talk a lot of national sailing here on the show. So glad to know that you are behind the Silent Partner, because that's a legendary boat.
Yes, absolutely. We're very close with them. Actually, I'm going to be in December 5th racing with them in Nassau. So we're very excited about that.
Then we'll see out there, because we're going to be covering that event. So we'll be out there for sure. So definitely we'll look for the Silent Partner.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, you know, we won recently last year. So we're definitely pushing for the team to have another win.
Well, this is part of the $1.2 billion in investments that we've seen in Exuma over the last 3 or 4 years. Tell us, end stage of the game, what is the resort going to present for Exuma? What are the benefits for Exuma that the Rosewood Resort's going to bring them?
Look, so we're bringing something very unique. As you know, we partner up with Rosewood, which is one of the best brands globally for boutique resorts in ultra luxury. We're doing a project that has a resort component of 33 keys, 33 rooms, and also is going to have 40 residences for people to buy and be able to finally stay in the Exuma. What we've seen in the past is that, you know, you have people that go on yachts or go for very short stays in the Exuma, and we don't believe that that's the right avenue, right? And for the benefit of the Exumians and the community. After we're done with the project, now you're going to have longer stays. That's going to have a tremendous impact on the local community, and definitely it's going to elevate the whole brand of Bahamas and the Exuma, having one of the best resorts names.
Now let me ask you a question. You said that you've been to other parts of the world. What was it that took you in with Exuma?
First and foremost, the beauty. I mean, those waters, there's no parallel, right? Then, of course, the proximity to the U.S. is a big one. If you want to go to, you know, other islands or places that are considered, you know, with the best waters, like in the Maldives and Seychelles, basically you have to go for 33 hours on a plane, and then, you know, take other boat rides, and so it's a very lengthy process. The fact that we can be within an hour in Exuma, I mean, that's a game changer, especially in today's world that people are looking for experience, but also convenience. So definitely, I would say that the beauty. First and foremost, then the community. I think it's a big one. They are looking for something like this, and we're gonna make sure that they get something like this. We are basically ready to start construction. We're finishing the environmental process with the government.
I was just gonna ask about that. Have we gotten all of our permits and our environmental impact studies out of the way?
We're in the last process. So basically, we already had our town hall meeting. We responded most of the requests that came from that town hall meeting. and we hope to break ground, considering that we receive all the necessary approvals in the first quarter of next year, 2025.
And like I said, when the resort is finished, it's going to provide over 150 post-job operation jobs, as well as 150 housing for 150 employees will be provided as well, correct?
Yes, and not only housing. I mean, we're really doing a state-of-the-art housing for our staff. We believe that they in order to get the best service and the best staff, you need to give them the right infrastructure and accommodation. So we're doing something really special on that end as well on the island.
And I also see that you're also going to have long-term opportunities for local entrepreneurs and tourists related part of selling and branding your resort in the Exumas.
Yeah, absolutely. You need services. You need boat captains. You need, you know, small businesses are going to grow because they're going to be servicing our guests, right? So we've seen already over the past 4 years that we've been going a lot to Exuma, how Black Point has been growing, how little businesses are starting to come up, and that's going to continue happening in the next decades.
Well, this is definitely an awesome project. I mean, the fact that it is in Exuma, another part of that $1.2 billion in investment, but the fact that it's going to create the long-term 150 jobs for a community like Exuma, 150 long-term jobs, that's impactful. That's a good thing. Do we have any other guests today, Wally? Because I do want to talk to them. Who's your other guest today there, Mr. McLean?
It's Fly Roll. So Fly basically is the one that introduced me to Exuma. And when I asked
him... You mean Dwight Fly Roll of the Exuma bone fishing rolls?
That's him.
Well, Fly, what's going on, brother? You all right?
Yes, sir. I'm good.
I think I might have met some of your family years ago in Exuma for them bonefish tournaments they used to have back in the day. You remember them, right? At Peace and Peace.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. They were always a good time. So, obviously, you're the guy responsible for making sure Mr. McLean fell in love with Exuma. Job well done. As a Bahamian to a Bahamian, way to go, countryman. I appreciate that. Good job. You land a big bonefish. You land a big one.
Yes, sir.
So obviously you took the McLeans out when they came down. You were the initial Bahamian that they had the encounter with. Let us know exactly, you know, what it was like and how impactful Exuma was on them.
It was a very nice guest as I took on as Felipe, knowing him here from Miami. Asking about the Exuma Keys, in which I give him the site, said you have to try it out. I don't think you will have any issues on the islands. It's way different from any other places around the world, which and I travel a lot myself, and I see difference in traveling as a Bahamian young guy around. Meeting Felipe, and I took him there. It was a sight because he didn't believe it, how the water was so clear and stuff like that. And
you don't lie. You catch him in the crystal clear, said that Exuma water. You know exactly where you took him, Dwight. You know exactly where you took him.
Well, I took him down to the Exuma Keys.
There
down
you go.
Where we have the spot that we actually say from Highborn Key all the way
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the park?
Yes, correct.
Oh, man. You ran full 100, boy. You showed him some nice piece of the Bahama Archipelago, man.
Yes, that's the way we have to show them what type of beauty and stuff that our Bahamian have to offer. So doing all that with him, and eventually he asks if anyone the island's for sale and stuff like that. So I give him an insight to say, you know, it's for sale. But you know that when we bring investors in, some of the islands get left out and stuff like that. I explained to him very carefully what happened to our Bahamians when we bring people in to invest, that some of us get kicked back out of reaching out to them. They bring in other people from out of state to come and take over our Bahamian local ideas and tours in the Exuma Keys. And it hurt our young men and women are bringing in investors. But he actually said, Dwight, if I do invest in the Exuma Keys, I'm not going to leave one single Bahamian out. And eventually he tore every year into the Exuma Keys. And more he tore in, the more he saw and the more he knowledge what our young men of Bahamians and women get into and having issues with having jobs and dealing with people coming in. And, you know, the very best thing is he came to the island, which in we don't have much of the other islands have these owners come and have meetings and say, hey, guys, Exuma Keys, gentlemen, ladies, hey, I want to offer you guys a job on my island. It doesn't happen. It happened, but it goes away pretty quick after they didn't get the sloop in. With Felipe, knowing Felipe for the few years we've been together, I didn't see no type of way that he will try to do us like the rest. Felipe been straightforward from the get-go. He let us in every time he comes to Black Point. He wants to meet everybody in Black Point. He actually have free lunches for everybody in Black Point, child, boy, whatever it is. He come and love himself. And like what he said earlier in the show, that the yachters that comes in, they don't do us no good. They don't. Because they don't see much, because the big boats, which in, I'm on also a private yacht boat myself, the boats don't allow the Exumaeans people to make any money, which in, I hope government actually change it in the years to come. And Felipe bringing that idea in, it's a lot of help for the community of Black Point, Stanyaki, Famaski, what he is going to do around the place, which is going to help us a lot. Which
so I think
Black
he's going to be impactful in that area. I think that's something that area in Exuma needs, correct?
Yes. Exuma needs that. But, you know, like I'll stretch it forward, that Felipe had this idea of bringing this whole thing to get a resort. It will completely, completely energize the Exuma Keys for Black Point also. And you know, certain issues that he bringing this here that, you know, a lot of people will try to block him from doing what he have to do. But nobody in the Bahamas, no one, everyone have issues with the ground, the seabed, the sea ground. Every place that build a marina in the Bahamas mess up the sea ground or the seabed. There's no way we could go around that. It's an eye-opening that a lot of people try to this project by saying, oh, the water this, the water that. But the Bahamas was made off of marinas and where everybody dig in the water, poles in the water.
But I'm seeing other marinas places developed in other parts of the Family Islands and in the archipelago. So obviously
right,
they've been greenlit to continue their projects.
Right.
All the environmental impact assessment, you know, boxes are checked and it's not going to be a long-term detriment to Exuma, then.
Right. And like I'll stretch it forward, a lot of the other places that have business down there is afraid of what Felipe is gonna bring there. Which in it's their competition, because some of those same places actually keep back the Bahamian people. You know? If I could stretch it more forward forward for the people to understand that they give us the same pay. No one else have no other places in Exuma to actually have a competition with. So they actually keep that same.
And competition is always a good thing, man.
Right. It's always a good thing. So that helped us to lift our spirits, competition where that is we could survive ourselves by Felipe bringing this business into Exuma Keys.
Well, recently he mentioned that, Felipe mentioned that they, how did that go? Was it well received?
Well, yes, he had was actually been compromised by other group, but was very there. And then he actually had a next meeting for just the people there in Black Point, because the first meeting was not very good, because we had other outside people came in because they had issues with Felipe idea and business of the Exuma Keys and what he want to do. They had issue with the floor bed of the water, which in people are the same ones that actually trying to keep him back and venture him off from doing what he have to do. It's a lot of competition. They're thinking now that
there are other marinas in Exuma, correct?
Yes.
And how were they built? Didn't they have an did they not have an impact on the seabed also?
Yes, they do. They do.
So where we're at right now, though, is you should be breaking ground in 2025, correct?
Yes.
First quarter of 2025. First hopefully within 90 to 120 days. That's correct.
All right. Now, let me ask you real quick. Felipe, where are you from originally?
Bolivia, South America.
Bolivia is the accent. But yeah, I mean, Bolivia has some, as you know, but you don't get to see waters like this in Bolivia.
No, we don't have an ocean.
Nah, you got beautiful mountains, though.
Oh, beautiful mountains.
And great coffee.
Yeah.
Among other things. But I'm glad to talk to you. Listen, whenever you want to get back on the show, you and Dwight have a place here. I'm all for Bahamian investment. I'm all for boutique resorts. I'm all for Bahamians being, you know, part of being the beneficiaries long-term, not just the construction aspect, but the long-term jobs. And whatever you need to discuss to keep this project fresh in the minds of folks, you have a platform here. You could always hit me up. We'll always talk, you know, shop when it comes to this resort. It's a good resort. It's off on the right start. Your community base, which is good. And like Dwight said, a lot of investors come in, but they don't immerse themselves in the community like Felipe has. So I have to give him credit there. When I see support to the all-age school, to the regattas, to local community, you're trying to immerse yourself in the community. So I think this resort should be supported. And, you know, just make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's, and we should be good to go.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. We're interested into hearing what the community has to say. We're working with them, and this is for the long. So this is a project that is truly going to have a tremendous impact on Exuma, and we're very excited to do it where we're doing it. And all of our experience in the Bahamas has been very, very good, and we're happy to continue investing in the country.
Well, looking forward to meeting you guys in December at the Regatta, at Best of the Best. I know you all will be up here, so we'll come and make an introduction and you know, just let you know who you're talking to. And obviously, you know, whenever you want us to get down to Exuma, just give us a call. We'll do a live show from Exuma anytime you're ready.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Let's do it. And we're coming in strong for the Regatta on December 5th, so watch out.
All right, there you go. Nice talking to you guys. And like I always tell you, mi casa es tu casa. So from here on out, you have a platform.
Excellent.
And we'll definitely keep an eye on things in Exuma. So I appreciate your time, Dwight. And we got to get to the break, but we'll talk again soon. It's a great idea, and it's a boutique resort, so I applaud that. Yeah,
thank you.
We'll invite you when we're breaking ground early next year.
Mr. Producer, keep this show in archives. We've got our invitation. All right, thank you very much. You guys be safe. Let's get to the break. And in short order, the Wednesday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads will continue right after this. Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-67 for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in originally available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People now fire, banner, we got Babylon. And though they try to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire banner, we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the friend.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Now remember, on Friday, Pearly will be holding it down. All right, as he does it down on Friday, I got some comedy commitments that I must take care of. Yeah, I got to make that funny money. So, yeah, but Pearly will be in and he'll be holding it down for you. But something that came to mind, still looking at these gas prices, $5.53 at Rubis, $5.38 at Esso, and $5.38 at Shell. Man. And thank you for those who reached out to me yesterday off air and texted me and offered words of encouragement and support after I paid my BPL bill. I probably got me through. You did. My question is, Saunders Beach Highway, who is responsible for the lights on Saunders Beach Highway that runs from Saunders Beach up until the end of the roundabout there by On the Run, which would be jail? Who's got the contract for those lights? Is it BPL? Do we provide that? I mean, is that a service of BPL, or is it has that been contracted out? Because there are a multitude of lights on that carriageway. It's completely pitch dark. And if you're going to eventually put a hospital there, shouldn't you have it well lit ahead of time? I mean, it should be well lit, period. But especially if you're putting a hospital there, shouldn't you make sure all of that is jamming and working and functioning? I rode that strip yesterday. I was shocked. There are a ton of lights out on that strip. Somebody needs to address that. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello, Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's popping time, Daddy? It's popping. You all right?
What's going on, Steelhead? What's happening?
Yeah, but no, what's that? You thought I sent that text, but I was busy waking. I didn't send that.
Wait, that was dung-eating Steelhead, not you. You Steelhead.
Yeah, but anyhow, but you know, I was going to talk to you in probably like another 2-3 weeks, you know.
Yeah, call us in 2 weeks. I got nothing to say. You know, I got one thing to say. I hope the last game my Cowboys won for the year was against y'all. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
But you really, hey, one thing with you, right? But you go, that could give you your energy. Like, if you were Superman,
what you mean?
That's it. That's all you
need. Y'all are the 49ers, baby.
But listen to me. Yeah, but Naughty, that was a close game when y'all beat us. I don't know why you living off that. You all luck out. You all singers.
A win is a win, buddy.
That's a luck out. 3 points.
I take it as bad as things are right now, but I take it.
I'm sorry that even happened.
Yeah, but
anyhow, that ain't what they call you for, you know. I call you to congratulate you, right?
For what, man?
Listen, popping something between your ass called the brains. You was able to see what I said on Aaron and CA this morning as relate to the narratives coming from the PM, our great friend. The PM is my boy, right?
Yeah, man.
I hear he's some family of mine and all, but listen to me. What I'm saying is, man, we know that after they win, right? That's when, if they win, God forbid they win.
You talking about the Vardy? They ain't touching that right now in silly season.
Naughty Sharp narrative now is we not intending to raise Vardy, et cetera, et cetera, right?
And if they win again, see what had happened was, we thought we could have done it, but now we got to put it,
just like the New World Order, when you go and read up with James Warburg and H.G. Wells and Adolf Hitler and all these people, read their statements and their narratives. There's a narrative saying we will have the New World Order by conquest or consent. H.G. Wells, 1939. I'm not speaking out of my head, Naughty.
Nope.
See, all of these people, global conspiracy, I mean, they're so lost. And so I get so sick of these people who sit and just believe this is some idealistic type world. I'm sickened by people who are being deceived. They don't understand that's how Satan gets so strong. But thank you for mentioning that, Naughty, because we can't buy into as I am, man, because anyone ride no bicycle no more. People so that's why everybody vexed. You know when you exercise.
Boy, look here. If they carry this up higher, if they carry the gas... Go ahead.
So you remember when we was young, we used to go in the basketball all day and suck them cup?
Yeah, man.
You ain't never catch no diabetes?
Nope.
All right, so and what happens when you bathe and go home? You feel so energized, so good. The same thing with exercising. So most of the people do not exercise. They don't cycle. They don't do nothing. So everybody can be uptight and stressed out. That's why everybody's
hot. Say 52. Good stuff. We can get this last one? All right, man. We got to get to the break, man. It's that time. Quick break. Flip side of the break. We got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We get into the news. Flip side of the news. We'll be into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie. It's Wednesday. It's the hump day. We're going to get over the hump together with my lucky three ball in my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today's number in the three pelotas, 8-1-7-8-1-7. That's your three ball, your lucky three ball from me, Cuban Willie. Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
Dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wealth, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And implantation, and me never get a gold they stole away. How many life them slay? Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes? You and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and that you could only have spell. And all those fans that you come tell.
Hey. You got it locked and loaded. To the Wednesday November 20th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And, you know, we're into the 5 o'clock hour. You know, we're talking sports. And Texas, I'll be honest with you, I appreciate all your texts from the, had the text line uncharged, you know, to make sure I was copacetic. And you're always blowing it up. Naughty, when will millennials finally grow some cojones and take over the House of Assembly? Get rid of these old clowns. We need a new generation of young minds tired of this Groundhog Day government. Texter? You asking me or you telling me? We need some new blood. Maybe, you know, some seasoned veterans, some dynamic youngsters. That might be the recipe for a good way forward. Wow. Let's go to this call real quick, Waddy. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, just let me insert this here. You don't need new blood. That's the problem. We have new people going into Parliament on and on. What we need is we need leadership with implementable ideas that can be executed to embrace an inclusive opportunity and ownership economy.
Well, wouldn't be a part of that, C. Allen, embracing the youth movement? You know,
no, getting no, some... Let me put this in perspective. If youth was a qualification, the world would be a better place. Okay, if age was a qualification, the world would be that place. But if you look at success in the world, and I hear you talk about youth, look at the millionaires, billionaires, Fortune 500 companies, whatever. Not when you start saying we have this many billionaires, 1,000 billionaires, and one of them happened to make it. Now, he say he made his company then, but he wasn't a billionaire until later. And so these are conversations you have in perspective. You have people always running around about ideas to do whatever, but they can never tell you the how. Look at this government right now, right? You what they won't do, but they are incapable of telling you what they would do in, as an alternative. What we're getting from this administration, you have the leader of the party sitting on the edge of the bed, telling a woman he's been married to for 3 years and haven't touched her. And then you have a deputy prime minister in charge of investments telling the people how good it is, and they ain't feeling nothing. Okay? And so the problem is that you have an economy growing like Grand Bahama. We have two projects, a $700 million project, $600 million project. Huge projects. It has economic impact, but it doesn't have personal impact. One city will provide 200 jobs, and another city will provide 350 jobs. But at the same time, 50% of the youth on this island is unemployed, and unemployment is at one-third of the people. And so what I'm simply saying is that we need more than the massage, intellectual massaging of what is possible. We need the people to tell us not only the what, the where, the when, and the who, the how. How does it fit into this new economic model that is now even being rebooted with the election of Trump, where we have the world fighting for digital supremacy, technological supremacy? And the Bahamian economy has yet to adjust for banking, financial services, or hospitality. We have digitalization, and datafication to bring about the digital transformation. And so it's too much we have people. It's almost like we're trying to normalize insanity, where we keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But hopefully, I know I don't want to take up your sports show, but we need to have more conversations on these shows about what's not next, as opposed to constantly reviewing what was. Thank you so much.
I agree. Whenever you're ready, man, Salim will make it happen. But yeah, I mean, some good points there, as always, from C. Allen. But back to the sports, like we said, it is the 5 o'clock hour. It is Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, happy hour going on at Naughty Johnny's right now. So be sure to check them out, 5 to 7 p.m. Great highball specials, great food specials. And don't forget, it's all about Thanksgiving, peoples. Yes, all about Thanksgiving. All about Thanksgiving. The menu is out already. No, you know, get your order in now. Nothing like that dinner, that Thanksgiving dinner from Naughty Johnny's, all good. Let me see if I could give you a little sneak peek as to what they have on there. Because, you know, I don't miss my plate from Naughty Johnny's. Turkey and ham and gravy, lima beans and rice candy, yam stuffing, corn pudding, cranberry sauce, pumpkin squares. That's what I'm talking about. That sound good, hey, Mr. Producer? Solid. And I ain't gonna lie, you go get that plate from Naughty Johnny's. That plate's solid. That ain't soggy like some of these other places you get the plate from. You know, oh, yeah, Thanksgiving is sog right down.
What happened?
I said that the turkey dinner from Naughty Johnny's is awesome. And when you get it, it's always on point. Not like some other places when you order it and then you get it and it's soggy right down.
No, they have good food. Very good food.
Thank you. You're preaching to the choir. But yes. What's going on there, Pearlie?
I know.
What's happening?
Everybody on the quiet. I'm right here.
All right, but let's jump in to what happened on this day, November 20th, 1942. The National Hockey League ended their regular season overtime until World War II was over. 1962, Mickey Mantle was named the American League Most Valuable Player for the third time. 1965, Chick Hearn began a 3,000-game streak of playing play-by-play calls for the Los Angeles Lakers. 1997, A.C. Green played in his 970s Dallas Mavericks. He also remained celibate with no sexual activities during that period. Because he was still a virgin.
You added that piece in.
Yeah, because he was a virgin all that time. Props to A.C. Green.
You know, I still don't believe that.
A.C. is a good Christian fella from the church, but A.C. say he went 15, 16, 17, 18 years without relation. Right. I got to believe him.
All right. Okay.
I know you got to give his wife, whenever he got married, a big round of applause, because you know he was making up for lost time at her. So she went through the ringers.
At least not right away, because, you know, things happen kind of fast, but after a while, I'm sure.
1997, also, Eric Lindros of the Philadelphia Flyers tried to bite Martin Jose Sharks. but he was a hockey player. He had no teeth, so he gummed him instead. And your sports quote of the day in Cleveland pennant.
Why are you adding today, Naughty?
Because I got my joke. I'm buying a joke and stuff. It caused me to bite my tongue several times today, Burley. I got to ask you one in a second. And it's non-sports related, so get your hat on. The day in Cleveland, pennant fever usually ends up by being just a 48-hour virus. Frank Robinson, former Cleveland Indians manager. Listen, when you hear this, right, I want you to give me your impression when you hear this, because it's important for me to get Bahamians to think about what leaders say and grasp it and analyze it. Don't just fall for it, you know? Don't take it eyes wide open, but... the PM says that there are no plans to raise VAT. But it's just, he does not intend to raise. But obviously, there was no, like, shelf life on it. Like, we are not going to raise VAT, period. You ain't got to worry about that. This is not going to happen. We're not going to plan to raise VAT. I feel like later on, you know, this silly season. So, you know, they ain't going to touch adding VAT onto anything. You know, they want to keep it. They want to keep it moving. They don't need any extra stress. They're trying to, you know, go for two straight. My thing is, if they get their two straight, you could bet your bippy VAT coming back at 17%.
Or 15, yep.
And I want people to realize that is not a promise. That is not put pressure on them and made them tax us.
So what they will do is they're going to take it up to 15%, but they'll take part of the breadbasket items like the opposition been asking them to do for the last year.
Yeah, you got to keep your eye on that, man. You got to keep your eye on that. But anyway, let's talk sports,
we'll
my brother.
And the word to the prime minister, we'll know in 3 weeks what's going on. I'm sorry.
We'll see some of those investments soon, too. That we'll soon see all his travels come to fruition. We can soon see. That's what he tells us. Soon see.
It's usually, they're always told in 3 weeks. So, you know, in 3 weeks can't be forgetting. And, you know, you promise another 3 weeks.
All right. Well, let's do a little talking now, Pearly.
Okay. All right.
All right. We got to talk about the Lakers real quick.
That kid was off.
Stop. Go ahead. And yes, I am a disgruntled Laker. I'm still in semi-self-imposed exile, but I will tell you. That Dalton Connect and that Austin Reeves, let me tell you, Connect 4 and AR-15 are like Goodrich and West back in the day for the Lakers. Very entertaining to watch. Very entertaining to watch. Now, Pearly, the one good thing that I did not say when we drafted Connect, and I say, Pearly, did we not get the player of the draft? Did we not get this happy when we got him?
Yes.
Did I not tell you all the boys, Dan Marley 2.0? Lights out. You see the 9-3s last night? Gave him the Jordan shrug?
Yes.
My biggest.
He had a great game last night, and he's just all he's doing is earning his way and staying that starting lineup.
But listen, Connor, I see you. We'll get to you in a second. Pearly, let me just break this down for you. All right, let me break down his stats for you over the last couple of games. Let alone, you know what I mean? What he's been doing.
Confidence is going.
He's been off the chain. He's been lights out. Oh, let's just look at the last 2, 4, 5 games since they inserted him in the starting lineup. Played against Toronto, was a little timid, didn't want to shoot the ball. Only had 5 points in 15 minutes. So that wasn't the starting lineup. He was off the bench then. The last 4 games, they inserted him in the starting lineup. Against Memphis, 31 minutes, 19 points. 7 of 8 field goals. 5 of 5 three-pointers made.
Yep.
Then they played him against San Antonio, 26 minutes, 14 points, 6 of 11 field. Then against New Orleans, 37 minutes, 27 points, 10 of 17 field goals, that's 58%, 5 of 10 from 3, that's 50%. Then last night, lights out, 37 points, 12 of 16 field goals, 75% clip, 9 of 12 from 3-point land, 75% there. I mean, come on. He is definitely scoring. He's definitely scoring.
He's the best 3-point shooter as well.
He's one of the best in the league.
Yep.
And Austin Reeves, AR-15 plays well. They play well together. I think the only thing they need to do is find a way to either strengthen the bench by putting Hachimura on the bench, or if they put Connect back on the bench, then when he comes off, he's got to bump D'Lo out of that 6-man spot And he's got to be the scorer off that second unit.
D'Lo is going to be traded by the trade deadline. He's
and they need to trade Vincent too. They need to trade Vincent. We could bring up Quincy Olivari from the G League and make him the backup point. And he's
yeah.
Vincent has given us nothing. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Absolutely. Talking Heads.
Nothing. Yeah, Naughty Pearly, what's going on?
What's going on? Connect for three.
Hey, y'all two had a good night. MJ had a good night. The two of y'all team almost gave up a big lead. I got three words for Pearly. Dalton, Douglas, Gannett. 6 for 6 in the third quarter. First Ricky to score over 30 from 1960 and 1961. Magic even didn't do that. Magic got a triple-double in his fifth game, but he even didn't do that. Gannett is the real deal, man. But yeah, I was disappointed. Yes. I wanted Boston to get beat so bad. I was disappointed.
I told you Boston was going to beat Cleveland. Cleveland was due. And Boston's a good enough team to get it done.
Yeah, and the Spurs had three key players out. And the two of y'all almost gave up y'all big league. One at 21, one at 25. But
a game of runs. That don't bother me. They're a game of runs.
Yeah, they're games of runs. Yeah, but they were still two good games. But apparently, something would you say Monday? Something would you say Monday when you was comparing the 2020? For me, I think the Super Bowl will be the Chiefs and the Lions, but undisputedly right now, the Lions is the best team in football today.
Well, Pearly called the Chiefs and the Ravens early in the year. I think I might have said Chiefs and the Lions.
Man, 10 straight points, over 600 yards of offense. And I'm going to say put up 50 or 52 or 53 points.
Listen, the Lions are unconscious right now. They're playing at a very high level.
Undisputedly, they're the best team in football right now. Ain't no one could beat them.
How did the Lions barely win, Texas? What game were you watching?
Your Cowboys need to be like your Lakers. Your Lakers 7-0 home. Your Cowboys.
Let me get it straight now.
Lord, why you start him up?
Tell you who to blame for the Cowboys losing at home. The Cowboys were 16-0.
Last year, right.
Over two seasons.
Right.
Our Deputy Prime Minister, Director of Tourism, Mr. Chester Cooper,
will
take himself to Dallas, cut a deal in January, put that hard-lucky 90 PLP touch on the Cowboys.
Right.
And we get blown out by Jordan Love in the playoffs by 30-some points, and we ain't won a damn home game since. And it's the PLP's fault. It's Mr. Cooper's fault, and it's the PLP. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That should tell you all. If they could destroy the Dallas Cowboys like that, what the heck they could do to the economy? All right.
Hey, Pearly, and I believe him, because if you count Tyson, they 0-6.
But you want to get, but guess what, Muff?
Tyson didn't even win in that
but
stadium.
Guess what, Muff?
Bad luck on that stadium.
But guess what, Muff? Guess what? We still got more home games to lose. We got 7 more games to lose.
Wow.
Know why? Because we now pass them. They got one more win than us. And we now pass a couple other teams, and we're sitting at the number 8 spot. And we keep losing.
Let me just say this.
We could be at the 5 spot.
I
get
with Winston and the Browns tomorrow night. Beat up on the sea 50, though.
Whatever.
You're going down tomorrow
whatever
night.
Whatever you drinking, let me sample some of that. Please, let's get to the next
one. That's a trap game. That is a trap game tomorrow.
Talking Heads.
Yeah, I know,
hey, what's going on, Skilla?
Everything good. Skilla,
bro.
I am off talk, but let me say something. You see the fella with your law mode, right? Connect.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what he did, right, yesterday? You know what he did?
What did he do, Skilla? We only talked about it to open the show. 9 3-pointers, 9 out of 12, 3-pointers, 6 3.
Ricky in NBA history.
To score 37 points since 1961.
14 3-pointers in 2 games. The only other 2 players did that, but that was in their rookie year, was LeBron and Kobe.
Hold on. Get it? It's Kobe and LeBron. Get it right, Skilla.
That's what I say.
Don't ever put LeBron ahead of Kobe on the show. That's what I'm telling you.
I comparing them.
Well, then say it for me. Kobe and LeBron. Just say it for me. Kobe and LeBron.
Now, do you know a fella? He was in a he was in Tennessee, right? That's what the name, the college where he came from.
Dalton Connect, Tennessee Volunteers,
yeah, Tennessee,
correct?
Right? So you know he was the best 3-point shooter in college.
Skiller, listen to me good, Skiller. I don't know if you listened to the show, but Purdy, what the heck did I say when we drafted Dalton Connect? You preaching to the choir, Skiller. Tell me something I don't know, Captain Obvious.
Okay. Now, another thing what I can tell you. I listened to a couple of them national talk show hosts, them and thing. You know Colin Hardwood, right?
Yeah, Colin Cowherd. Cowherd.
Right. You know he done saying.
Again, Cowherd is late because we said that on this show from the break. He has one of the best chances to be rookie of the year.
Now, another thing, what haven't been done, I think it was saying Shaq was there. Even when Shaq did left, it haven't been done. We just win 7 in a row home. 7. The most it was 6. But we just did 7. 7 in a row home. And I think tomorrow, they'll make it 8. Yeah. But now, Toddy, the game with Tingham them, right? What you all play? What happened in the second quarter with Dallas them? What happened in the second quarter?
Which game are you talking about?
Huh? Dallas, the game with Dallas.
But which one, Skiller? They just played the Houston Texans on Sunday night. Okay.
I mean, that was Sunday. No, Monday night.
Yeah, but what you mean? What happened in the second quarter?
Yeah, what happened? Because yesterday was playing good in the first quarter. I should go straight to the second quarter because in the first half, I ain't going to sleep.
It's called the game has passed Mike McCarthy by. He doesn't make in-game adjustments. He wants to stick to obsolete, archaic play calling. He doesn't want any movement on the offense. Eventually, somebody who's playing and making in-game adjustments is going to sit here and say, okay, this is what he's sticking to. This is what he's running. All right, we're going to counteract it and do this.
Now, I can go against you with one of them.
He's a lame duck coach. He don't care right now. He just put his house up for sale yesterday in Dallas. He sees the handwriting on the wall. He's going through the motions. He's going to collect a check, and he's going to be eating steak and lobster when he finishes.
But now,
the,
I can
the
go
Cowboys
against
need
you
to rebuild.
A concern in the Super Bowl again against you with one of them pick.
Which one?
Again, the one with the Chiefs. I believe the AFC can be up for grabs concerning the Tingham. Now, in the NFC, again, all out with Tingham.
The class
Detroit. Again,
of
all
the
out
NFC.
With them because ain't no one in the East can beat them.
Now, listen to me good. Let me tell you, in the East, okay, and so interesting today, Skiller, we got Rich Eisen. The final 15 today is the power rankings, the latest power rankings. So it's good we brought this up. But I'll tell you right now, in no particular order, you got Buffalo, you got Kansas City, you got Baltimore, you got Pittsburgh in the AFC, and you got the Texans. Because if the Texans get right, which it looks like they started to do against Dallas on Sunday night, they go on a little run, they could be a dark horse team too. All right?
That's why I say there's no one team you could see from the AFC.
Notice I said in no particular order. So, hey, cow dung eating Steelers, spare me. Spare me.
The NFC. Because hands up, Detroit, none of them teams in the NFC could beat them.
Now, here's the problem with Detroit. You don't want a team like Detroit that's young and talented. And I've seen this with my Dallas Cowboys before when we were very young and talented in 91 and heading into that 92, 93, 94 that we went on. There was a year in 91 when we were very good, similar to the Lions, beating the brakes off everybody. And we ended up taking on a Wayne Fonts coach Detroit Lions team, and they beat the brakes off us. Barry Sanders ran through us like a hot knife through warm butter. And I'm afraid that the Detroit, before they take that next step, they may have a trap game in there. And if they keep winning in the regular season, that means the next bad game they have could be in the playoffs, and it could be to their detriment. So I want to see if they're really laser-focused or if they're starting to get a little distraction in there because they're playing at a very high level. But can they get it done?
Yeah, well, we'll see see how it go there. You see how it go.
Because you know, when you have a good squad, I mean, on any given Sunday, anybody could beat anybody. In any Super Bowl
that's
champions have dropped the game.
You can't put all your egg in one basket and say, in the two of them team,
now,
I'll go with you on that.
There's one other team over there in the NFC that I think could
I don't think the Chiefs can go that far this year.
There's another team in the NFC that I think could be a little thorn, and it comes from that same division. The Green Bay Packers.
Washington?
No, the Green Bay Packers. If they Hold on, listen to me, Skiller. If they buck in the playoffs, that's a division game. Everything goes out the window. Everything.
Yeah, but are they saying I wouldn't go with the Packers? I go with the I could see you saying the Washington.
No, sir. You know why?
With that team name,
Washington
with
is going to have a pretty record.
That team name with my boy playing on now, but playing so good with a quarterback with came from the Jets. What that name?
Minnesota.
Minnesota, right. Yeah.
Minnesota
them,
got
them,
issues.
Them two there, I can see you saying it.
Hold on.
Probably.
Minnesota got issues, all right, because they still got Sam Darnold at quarterback. And we've seen now that the ups and downs with him over the last couple of weeks. Some good, some bad. Green Bay, like I said, is a division game. They're going to play tough. They're going to play Detroit tough. They're not going to be put off by them.
Defensive team.
Correct, and they made some additions too to that,
right,
to that team.
Yeah. But like I say, we'll see how it go at the end of the day. I don't like how you include all of them. Show nothing but the Dolphins. I tell you.
I just letting you continue to keep winning.
Watch it, Naughty.
Listen, all right, listen. I'm not mentioning Philly because Philly, to be honest with you, Philly and Washington serve two things. Philly is the exact same team that lost six games in a row to close out the season last year and then in the playoffs. We've seen Philly in a good position before, but they're prone to go on swoons. They've got situations in that locker room still with Sirianni. Not everybody's bought into that philosophy. And they got some injuries. So I'm going to keep my eye on Philly. And we all know what Philly does. Great regular season. Go to the playoffs and choke. So I'm not worried about that. I'm not. We'll let them play out. But, yes, I want the Eagles to come for the Cowboys. Beat the bejesus at us again. You know what the mission is. You know what the mission is. Top five draft pick for the Cowboys. No. Y'all, listen. Y'all got a lot to do. Don't think Saquon is your savior, Texter. Because you got teams that could load up and could stop the run. And then that's your undoing right there. That's your undoing. He's Dak Prescott's cousin when it comes to that. And I can leave that just like that. And as far as the Redskins go, they can't stop the run. It's obvious. Wherever Quinn goes, he can't stop the run. And that's going to come back to bite him in the butt, too. At the end of the day, they got some pieces to add to that Washington team. Are they going to be a good team in the future? Yeah. But will they make the Super Bowl run this year? No. You'll see in the playoffs, they will get exposed. And at some point, it's going to be to a team that runs the football straight down their throat because Dan Quinn has no idea on how to stop the run. What say you, Pearly? Oh, Pearly on mute or Pearly dropped?
I'm right here.
No, sir. Philly KC rematch, big man. The Lions have beat the Eagles by at least two touchdowns if they play them in the playoffs. And everybody at peak, Lions beat them by two scores.
I agree with you with Dan Quinn can't stop the run. I think Washington is a year or two away from being that team. They got a good team. They got a good, young, exciting team. But when it comes down to pressure ball, it can be a different story with them. Actually, I like the Eagles. I don't think they're going to fold up. I think Saquon Barkley being there makes them a lot better team.
But in the playoffs, you have teams that have good defenses that know how to stop the run.
I'm not knocking that. But they have this year what they didn't have last year, a running back. And they have a good one. So I wouldn't sleep on them. I still think it's going to be Detroit coming out of there.
No, listen, Texter, it has nothing to do with me being a Cowboy. You will always be a Sheagle in my book. I don't have any respect for your Philadelphia Sheagles. Y'all are feather lined. Anyway, don't even let me say it. But at the end of the day, you all have this same thing every year, blah, 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 and y'all go quietly into the night. Only one bigger fraud than y'all in the NFC, and that's the 49ers. Always last to lose. I'm calling it how I see it. You have a game. Now, if you maintain that running game with Saquon in the playoffs, you might be on to something. Do I think it's a KC Philly Super Bowl? No. Not happening. Do I think you make noise that way? Yeah. But if you buck a team now that's stopping the run and putting pressure on Hurts, we all know what happens to Hurts in those kind of situations. So he got to prove it. He got to prove it. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Anyway, I know what's going on with that call. Believe that one just like that. But
I don't know what happened there.
No, I don't know. Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this the Eagles now you're talking about.
Yeah, I talking. This the dude who was texting me just now.
I thought you all know football.
Hold on. Is this the person I was just texting?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Shigel? What's happening?
Let me answer this one, Naughty. Okay.
I thought you all know football.
Go ahead.
This is a totally different defense we have this year. Don't worry about us falling off last year, the last six games. Check us after the bye. Check our stats, our records, offense and defense. We're leading everything. Check it. Straight down the takeaways.
Yeah, listen, and let's run down it and see who you've played.
You were doing all of that last year until you went on that six-game slide.
Correct.
All what you're doing now is what you were doing last year.
With a different defense. We had a different defense. On top of that, Sirianni was calling
the plays. Hold on.
Sirianni was calling the plays.
The rookie makes it different. Who else makes it different?
The rookie. I'm not talking about the rookie. The coaching staff makes a difference. That's what I'm saying.
It's just same coaching staff.
And the defense makes a difference. We have totally different defense this year. And the coaching staff.
Okay, let's look at your last.
Sirianni is not taking over the players this year. This is why our offense is better. That's number one.
Your offense is better because you've gone up against a lot of teams that cannot stop the run.
Oh,
when you go up against a team that can stop the run, Jalen Hurts. And I don't hear you waxing any poetic about Jalen Hurts. Because you know, and I know, that you know, you don't want that. You don't want that.
Hey. He cleaned up his mess, all right? We both know Jalen Hurts cleaned up his mess.
No,
quite
sir.
Quite some time now, yes. The turnovers is less now. It's down.
Y'all were crying for his head this year, after week four. Come on now.
Oh, man.
See, you have temporary amnesia. That's the problem. You have selective amnesia. That's what it is.
You can't get in Super Bowl. Yes, okay.
The Lions right now.
The Patriots ran what, 16-0?
Hold on.
They win the Super Bowl that year.
Listen. But the Lions aren't 16-0. They got that loss out of the way. But I'll tell you this. Y'all play the Lions full strength, and y'all full strength, the Lions beat you by 2 scores, 10 to 14 points.
I doubt it. On paper, and on the field, we better.
Your secondary, how are you better than the tell me where you're better than the Detroit Lions. You're not better than them offensively. They lead the league in scoring. Wait a minute. I thought you knew football. How you could sit here and say that your Eagles are better than the Detroit Lions? Not offensively, and most certainly not defensively.
It is. Check the stats.
Okay, let's look at the stats. Let's look at the NFL stats. NFL team stats. All right, let's do...
Check that.
Defensive stats.
It's the league efficiency and takeaways and all that.
No. See, listen, you already going. When you're looking for stats like defensive efficiency, we don't talk about
efficiency.
Not efficiency. Defensive or efficiency. That ain't no stat. It's points scored, takeaways, yards per game. That's what you look at a defense.
You look at that? Points, yards, and takeaways?
Well, what is the defense supposed to stop? Points from scoring, yards from getting run up, and you're supposed to take the ball away. I thought you knew football, young blood. Come on, man. Listen,
check it.
Don't worry. What I want you to do when you get off this call, go to Facebook. Naughty Got Jokes. There's a little video I have on there, how to be a good sports caller. And you click on that, and that'll help you a lot. 2024 NFL defensive passing stats. Let's look at the defense. The passing stats. Boy.
Yeah.
Let's look right now. Defensive passing, number one overall.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, wait a minute. This just clicked the offense. Give me offensive stats in all fairness. Probably continue the conversation while I pull this up.
Yeah, I'm listening.
But you can finish on your point with the Philadelphia Eagles, Pearly.
Well,
I'm saying the Eagles looked just as good as this early last year. And then in the last six games, they pulled it.
I'm looking at I'm looking at the defensive stats for passing. Number one is the 49ers. Number two is the Bears. Number three is the Bengals. Number four is the Bills. Number five is the Broncos. Number six is the Browns. Number seven is the Bucks. Number eight is the Cardinals. Number nine are the Chargers. Number 10 are the Chiefs. Number 11 are the Colts. Number 12 are the Commanders. Number 13 are my crappy Cowboys. Number 14 are the stinking Dolphins. Who's number 15 in pass defense? The Sheagles. I'm not even going
to
go anywhere.
You trying to reset? You need to check that again.
That's excuse me. The NFL don't lie, brother. Again,
the Cowboys above the Eagles? That's impossible.
Excuse me. It's called passing statistics. It's not defense efficiency. They'd be looking at the best pass defense. I thought you knew football.
Hold on. One thing, the best pass defense.
No. But that's the pass. Now let me look against the run then. Rushing. Okay, we'll go against rushing. Against the run. Boy, you ain't gonna like this. You ain't gonna like this at all.
No.
But you have improved against the run. You are higher against the run, but you're still not number one against the run. Okay?
About takeaways?
Takeaways?
I'm saying is, my thing is, right?
Uh-huh.
When you bring up who was going to make it, you mentioned the Washington. You mentioned Green Bay.
I never mentioned Washington. I said why
caller,
Washington's not going to make it.
Washington.
The caller mentioned Washington.
Your caller mentioned Washington and Green Bay and all these other teams in the NFC. I was just too disappointed. I haven't heard Philadelphia Eagles not once.
And no, I'm not mentioning. I'm not mentioning you all because I'm a Cowboy. No, when you're all decent enough and solid enough.
Is that so?
Big man, when y'all are legit, I will say y'all are legit. In past years, when we didn't make...
I'll give you another 2 weeks.
No, I'm not going to say it because you're the same donkeys that lost six games in a row last year.
If you look at the stats, the 49ers, for some reason, leading in almost every stat.
Every category. Every category.
They don't have a better record.
All right? So, I don't know.
That's Fox. No, it is Fox. I mean, I'm not disputing anything. It is Fox. I just wish I was home to my table where I could put up everything.
NFL team, but not defensive efficiency, man. Let's look at NFL takeaway leaders. The Bills are number one, the Vikings number two, the Texans number three, the Packers number four, the Lions number five, the Steelers number six, the Bears number seven, Colts number eight, 49ers number nine, Rams number 10. Y'all are actually number 12. Carl, I thought you knew football, bro. Do me a favor.
Who do you have coming on these? Lions, you say?
I have the Lions coming out of the NFC, and I have between y'all and Washington coming out of the NFC East, but neither of them teams going anywhere because I feel the Packers, the Lions, and the Vikings North Division going to make noise in the playoffs, and all three of them teams are better than y'all.
I'll tell you one thing also to look out for. The 49ers are getting healthy. Even though Purdy is a little banged up, the 49ers are getting healthy. That's not a team I would want to play in week 17 or in the playoffs if they come back pretty healthy.
And then what you have to look at, too, is your schedule.
They could be some upset teams. They are.
You have to look at your schedule. Y'all got to look at what's remaining on the schedule for the Philadelphia Eagles.
It isn't too rough for us.
It isn't too rough for you. Don't count the Cowboys. We can lay down and let y'all beat us. So I ain't even worried about that. But let's look at your remaining schedule. Sunday, November 24th, the Rams in L.A. That's a game you all could lose, you know.
Yeah, it could.
Your secondary is suspect in Puka Nacua and Cooper and Cooper Thingham.
You have to understand.
What's the other wide receiver? Cooper Kupp.
This Quinyon Mitchell and this Cooper Deshaun. I'll see how much touchdowns these guys allow.
But after that, you got the Ravens, and I think Lamar them punch you in the mouth. So that's two straight y'all gonna lose. Then y'all got the Panthers. Then y'all got the Steelers. Then y'all got the Commanders. Listen, y'all can lose one. Hold on.
Different.
Hold on. I can tell you right now, I'm looking at your schedule, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4 losses out of your last 7 games.
Nah. I think they'll beat the Rams. I think they have a tough time with the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Commanders. They'll beat the Panthers. They'll beat the Cowboys. They'll beat the Giants.
Yes, of course. That's the three.
Between the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Commanders, if they win one of them games, they'll be sitting pretty. Okay.
I think our toughest two games are the Abbey Court will be the Ravens and maybe the rematch against the Commanders. That's it.
But I wouldn't be surprised if you lose to the Commanders because you did beat them.
Exactly.
Rivalry game.
You're going to Washington, so that's a trap game that you could lose.
Exactly.
You got the Ravens who could be pissed right now because that game they lost to the Steelers, they should not have lost.
Bernie, we got to get to the break. But hey, Shigo fan, be sure. Don't be no stranger. Go to that page. Naughty Got Jokes. Click on how to be a better sports caller. You'll be improved by the next time. I look to hear from you next time, all right? Especially in the next 2 weeks when y'all lose to the Rams.
Don't worry about Naughty. Naughty doesn't hate y'all. I can be a little more realistic with y'all.
But they're going to lose to them teams anyway, hate or not.
No, I think they'll beat the Rams.
I think the Rams beat them, to tell you the truth. Anyway, we'll see. All right? But we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap things up. Are we ready to go now, Mr. Producer? We got to do the picks, bro. Anyway, Pearly, we got to do picks real quick. Real quick. I know, Mr. Producer was on a vibe. He was on a vibe. He got caught up by Shigo. All right, real quick, Pearly. Who you like tonight in the NBA? We got to do NBA. Got to do it quick. Got to do it fast in a hurry. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. All right, let's check out the NBA tonight. NBA
action. I like Cleveland over the Pelicans.
Yeah, I like Cleveland over the Pelicans as well.
I like the Bucks over the Bills. Over the Bulls.
The Bucks over the Bulls.
Grizzlies. I like the Grizzlies and the points.
I like the Bulls over the Bucks, to tell you the truth. Give me the points with the Bulls.
I like the Thunder money line over the Trailblazers. I like the Pacers and the points. I like the Warriors and the money line over the Hawks. The Suns and I giving the points to the Knicks. And I like the Clippers, and I take the Clippers and the points over the Maverick.
Let me give you the rundown real quick. Give me the Bulls with 8.5 over the Bucks. Give me the Cavaliers money line over the Pelicans. Give me the Rockets money line over the Pacers. Give me the 76ers money line over the Grizzlies. Give me the Thunder money line over the Trailblazers. 11.5 is too much. Give me the Warriors money line over the Hawks. Give me the Suns +5 against the Knicks. And give me the Orlando Magic -3 over the Clippers. And all you got to do is bet it, set it, and forget it with the Island Game. And the Island Game will always remind you to play responsibly. Quick break, flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd taking us home. NFL Power Rankings coming up. Pearly's in for the next 2 days. Be good, Bahamas. Yep. And if you can't be good at it. I'll see you Monday. Pearly, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys. Ciao.
The wait is over. That's safe. Guaranteed investment opportunity that you've been waiting for has finally arrived. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. And as of Thursday, November the 21st, all this $100 can begin to save for their future. The investment rates are fixed and guaranteed with terms for 1 to 6 years. So you can't lose. Mark it down. Thursday, November the 21st. Get your Bahamas Government Savings Bonds. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for more details.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich, the recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Are you dreaming? Now is the time. Easy Car Sales is offering unbelievable deals on 2024 models with end-of-year discounts. Plus, quick and simple in-house financing makes it easy for everyone to go electric. Take a test drive and experience the thrill today at EV City on Abundant Life or Gladstone Road. Step into a smarter, more affordable drive with Easy Car Sales, your trusted EV and warranty provider since 2016.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Light up, oh, this is my
power rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
That's right. These are my power rankings presented by Sleep Number. I may not be in the chair today for the entire show. But I am not going to miss my appointed power rankings round. Gentlemen.
Hey, you're a professional, Rich.
Gentlemen, there may be an I in Rich and Eisen, but there are no I's in power. There's one in ranking. You know what?
Oh, nice.
There is.
Yeah, that's what you will.
That's right. There's one in there. All right. I could keep going down this road. But I couldn't miss my power rankings this week because we knew going in to week 11 there would be a seismic shift in the National Football League's top 10. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, my power rankings right now have 8 different teams switching spots, only one staying put, and one new to the list.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Only one new to the list.
Only one new to the list.
Okay. Who could that be?
And it is your number 10 team, our neighbors from across the way, your Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, okay. Hey now.
Have cracked the list.
7-3.
And when I saw Justin Herbert look the way that he did in that first half, it was like the Rick Dalton shift. Like, there it is.
That's the guy.
That's the guy that can look like that guy in the Greg Roman coordinated Jim Harbaugh concocted offense. Running it. Throwing it. Like, you know, Kaepernick-esque in just the first half of that game. Obviously, the second half, we saw some chargering happening, didn't we?
A little bit.
But guess what happened?
They won.
No ultimate chargering. At the end of the day, as Jim Harbaugh said in his locker room speech, as we discussed on Tuesday's show with him, they played their best football. They're number 10 on this list. They played some really good defense in the first half. And then at the end of the game, they got the breaks. They're 10 on the list. And on the Ravens later on Monday night to wrap up week 12. Up one spot from 10-9. I know they needed the blocked field goal at the end to keep on the winning ways. I'm still taking the Packers here. Jordan Love, I kind of feel, is still just scratching the surface. Maybe you hit it, Chris, on Monday's show with Kyle Brent. He's playing like Favre.
A little bit.
You know?
A little bit. A little reckless.
A little loose. Just rein it back in a little bit, and we'll see what happens. But they are what they are, and what they are is a 7-3 football team, and they've got the Packers, have got the Niners in their house week 12. It's time to put their stamp on things here and maybe put a little pressure in our high register, a little pressure on the Lions atop the division. Number 8, we're getting to the higher register portion of our power rankings, mm-hmm, presented by Sleep Number. Number 8, up one spot, even though they didn't take a snap. Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, interesting. Won the bye week.
They won the bye week.
Let me make my first note here.
I know that. I know they didn't do anything this week, and I'm moving them up one. I just think, again, when it comes down to it, and I understand that the Packers beat the Cardinals earlier this year, I still think they've got what it takes to win this division right now. Rams may get them. Who knows if the Seahawks can put it together. Niners get a little healthier. They'll all be on the power rankings list instead of them at some point. But I just like the way they hit the bye, and they're coming off the bye at Seattle to try and put their stamp on this division. Number 7, the ultimate higher register team, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Last couple weeks, they were playing in the AFC South, and they came out with wins. And
wasn't pretty.
They didn't crush these guys. Not like the Lions are crushing the AFC South, putting up 50 burgers twice against AFC South teams. And the Vikings are 8-2, and Sam Darnold isn't looking like the guy in the 5-0 start. Justin Jefferson isn't going off like Ja'Marr Chase. He's not going off like anybody of his ilk. And they're spreading the ball around, yes, and the defense is coming up with big plays. But just when you want to start seeing the Vikings curb stomp some people, they're kind of leaving some plays at the curb. Mm-hmm. But they're 8-2, and you never know. See what I mean?
Yeah.
They're a higher register 7.
You never know.
Number 6, down 3 spots. I still believe in them as a threat to win the Super Bowl. I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens and putting them right here, but they're down 3. I'm downgrading them. I'm concerned about these penalties. They lead the league in penalties and penalty yardage. They keep shooting themselves in the foot. And they're losing games that dominant teams like the Lions would basically say, not today. And this concerns me. They haven't played a full, complete game, you know, I guess they did that against Denver recently. So I'm putting them at 6 because of their quarterback, their running back, some of their playmakers, their coach. And, you know, Justin Tucker missed 2 field goals in the quarter for the first time in his career. They're at the Chargers, but they're still 6. Top 5. The team that is going to – the one team on this list that stays like a fool.
Oh, I see.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are still 5.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pittsburgh Steelers are still 5. I know that Mike Tomlin said his opinion of the offense. W. That's it. What do you think? How the offense look? And he said, W, win. That said, Russ was running for his life a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it was the Russ of, oh, my first read's not there. I got to get out the gate, Russ. Mm-hmm. The Russ not seeing the field completely well, Russ. But fourth quarter hits, let me moonball it, Russ, to George Pickens. And they got enough good field position play by their offense to give, you know, a Boswell Palooza and beat the Ravens. And defensively, I mean, Patrick Queen making plays, TJ Watt is defensive player of the year. And they did this without Highsmith. So let's get him back healthy and see where the Steelers can go. They're at Cleveland, very winnable game, but it is a short week. And maybe they'll be 9-2 shortly. They're 5. Number 4. Okay. You know the team involved.
I do.
And you know I have been saying all year long, I cannot supplant the Kansas City Chiefs until they get beaten atop this power rankings list. So the question is how far will I drop the Kansas City Chiefs?
How far did you drop them, Rick?
Here, now, when you say that, that means that I have dropped them, and confirming it, now I will tell you. I dropped them all the way to 4.
Ooh, wow.
From 1?
Are you okay? Did you consult Stone Street and Riggle and Paul Rudd before you did this?
Is this why your phone was turned off when I tried to call you?
Yeah. No. Is that what happened?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just making sure.
My phone's on. I'm reachable.
Okay.
I I've once upon a time heard I'm accessible.
Interesting.
Okay, great.
That's why I'm kind of likable.
That wow. has been said about
so
you.
Once upon a time, I heard that. I heard that on a national
wow
broadcast. I like comedy show.
I'd love to argue with you, but I can't because it's true.
I like Rich Eisen. I find him accessible.
Thank you.
I just don't want to get your KC privileges revoked. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The barbecue's doesn't too mean, good for doesn't us mean, not
I'm
to be allowed
I'm
back.
Not changing my Super Bowl prediction yeah, okay. that they're winning it.
Oh,
but they're down three spots because the other teams that are I popped above them are playing much better football. Much better football. Number three of the Eagles. I popped them up three spots.
Finally, some respect for the Eagles.
Okay, I know you've been telling me to put them there the entire time for their winning streak, but now I'm seeing what I'm seeing again out of their defense. I now believe in that complimentary football thing for the Eagles. They're doing it, and they're doing it well, and Saquon is unstoppable when they need him to be, and Jalen Hurts is being mistake-free when they need him to be, and that defense on the back end, that Quinyon Mitchell,
dude,
that kid from Holy Toledo, he has been terrific since the bye. I think he is the defensive rookie of the year for sure going into the final stretch. Number two, up two spots, the team that vanquished the Chiefs. I'm putting the Bills number two.
Let's go.
They are a sum of their parts. I keep saying it. And that's why I asked Kyle Brandt here, is this the best team Josh Allen's ever had as a Buffalo Bill? I kind of think so. Now, you know, you want to talk about, roster. There's a difference between best roster and best team.
Okay, true.